Jay Horowitz here with a special edition of Amazing Conversation. My old buddy, Sid Fernandez, said, in my mind, the unsung hero at the 86 World Series.
So people keep saying, yeah.
It's the truth. We don't win without you. Let me backtrack a little bit. In 86, you go 16-6. We win 108 games. You, Bobby O, Darling. Before the World Series, Davey says to you, probably in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. How did you remember taking that?
Not really good at first, but then I figured, you know, we're here. We're in the World Series. And it's a childhood dream. So what can you say?
Yeah. Yeah. So so we pitched three times, 10 strikeouts, 6 2/3 innings. In game five, we're losing 4-0, dark pitching. You shut them down the rest of the way. We lose 4-2. But for me, game seven is the big key. Everybody talks like we won the World Series in game six. We didn't.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
In game seven, we're losing 3-0. You come in, 3 2/3 innings, 7 strikeouts. Kept the team in the game. We wind up winning. What was that like for you? I mean, people don't really give you the credit you deserve for that.
Well, when I came on the game, I was nervous as hell to begin with.
Because
I'd never come out of the bullpen once. And I don't know, it was just Davey gave me the ball and said, hold him here, we'll get a win. And Keith said the same thing. So all I was going to do is do my job.
So your career with the Mets is still on. You have 98 wins. You're on this list of winning percentage, ERA, strikeouts. Now, Keith, the stat I love the best, of all the pitchers in baseball who pitched 600 innings, your batting average against is better than anybody ever pitched in the game. 204.
Really?
204 batting average.
I didn't know
We're
that.
Talking about Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver, Grover Cleveland Alexander, Cy Young. Sid Fernandez has the best average against anybody who ever pitched a game.
Wow, I didn't know that.
That's a pretty good stat.
That's a pretty good club to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they say is it about your, how would you describe your delivery? Deceptive. I mean, that, to me, everybody, that's the key to your success. Kind of a funky delivery you have.
Yeah. I don't know. That's been my delivery since I was 9 years old. So I guess it's deceptive. It seems to work.
Yeah. See, let me throw these names at you. Nolan Ryan, Clayton Kershaw, and Sandy Koufax. You know what you have in common with them?
No.
They've allowed the fewest hits per 9 innings. They're 1, 2, 3. You're 4th on that list. It's pretty good company. Ryan, Kershaw, Koufax.
Oh, real good company.
It's real good company.
Could have been a company of Koufax. Such a nice guy.
Yeah. Remember he used to come to spring training?
It's Dodgers. Yeah. He used to come with the Dodgers, too. Yeah. He used to tell us about, he had a different way of pitching than Drysdale.
Right.
Drysdale would bust you in and out, and Koufax liked to get you out of the way. He always said a good fastball away was the best pitch in baseball. So, I mean, he always taught the young Dodger pitchers that. But he couldn't hold his curveball because he had his massive hands. I think they were like, his hands were like, he'll hold 8 baseballs. Like Johnny
Bench. Like Johnny Bench used to maybe do that.
You couldn't throw it like Sandy because your hands aren't that big.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And from 86 to 89, 25 games over 500, double figures every year. What do you think, you know, was it because you're pitching with Doc and Darling, get overlooked? I mean, you have a pretty good career.
Pitching with those guys was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being here was fun. I didn't look at it as a competition because we're all pretty much the same age.
Right.
I mean, Ronnie might be a couple years older than me or one. Doc's younger than, 1 year younger. I don't know. It was like you're playing with your friends because we're all pretty much the same age. Except, right. Yeah, Bobby O's around the same age as us. Yeah. So, yeah, we had fun.
What do you remember about the 16th strikeout game in Atlanta? Still the record for a Mets left-handed pitcher.
I remember losing.
Yeah. No,
but, that was a... I just got on a roll. I could feel it. Everything was just working that night. And then Lonnie Smith ruined it in the 9th inning. He hit a home run. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're 114 wins for your career, like 18 games over 500, 2 All-Star games. I mean, really overlooked kind of guy. Maybe the era you pitch, you know, you weren't, don't tell you, not flamboyant, really quiet. You think that was a factor that you...
Maybe. It was hard to be flamboyant, but it wasn't my thing. You know, I just went out there and tried to do my best and see what goes. That's just how I was raised. You know, being from the islands, we're not flamboyant people. So, yeah.
Speaking of the islands, yourself, Benny Agbayani, Carlos Diaz, Ron Darling from Hawaii. Why do you think the Mets have so many Hawaiian players?
I don't know. Is there any more in the system?
Wyatt Young from Hawaii. Have you heard of him at all?
No, I haven't, but he went to the same high school as my daughter.
Yeah. Please, so, before, tell me about your kids before I forget.
I have three kids. My oldest is Sasha, a girl, and I have two girls and a boy, Dominique and Kanan. And I have two grandchildren. So.
No great-grandchildren yet? No
great-grandchildren. I got grandchildren. No
great-grandchildren? No,
they're just born. They're only five and 1 year old.
Doc has got eight grandchildren now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You tell me an interesting thing about Benny. He's become a high school coach now?
Yeah. Just before I came here, it was announced, maybe like a week before I came here, St. Louis High School. Yeah.
That's not your high school. That's
No. I think Benny went there, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's a great guy. And you know, all the Hawaiian guys were beloved. I know they put up the K for Doc, but they used to put the Ed for Sid, El Sid.
I remember that.
Two of your former teammates, Daryl and Doc, the number is retirement. Doc is first, April 14th. Pitching in the same rotation with him. When you didn't pitch, did you study him? Did you compare notes at all?
Followed Doc in a rotation, so right. I would chart his games for Mel the day before, and sometimes it was all starstruck because I remember one night he was playing against the Phillies and made the Phillies look silly. I think he struck out like 16 or something like that, but he wasn't even close, and you try to pump yourself up to do. Not what Doc did, but help the team out and do what you can do. Yeah, it was awesome.
Tell me, you mentioned Mel. Mel Stein was my favorite guys. Tell me about Mel, our pitching coach back then.
He was awesome. I mean, Mel was a man's man, good pitching coach. And we all came up together in 80, I think it was 84 we came here?
Yeah,
84 with Davey. Yeah, and we just grew up. He helped me out a lot. On and off the field.
He used to go to the bullpen, right, and catch the pitchers.
Yeah, he had this big old
glove.
It was a knuckleball glove.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He would catch himself. It was pretty incredible.
Tell me, when you pitched, how was it to have look around and see Daryl in the outfield? What do you remember? Do you remember, and he was top of ones, when he hit the roof in
Montreal.
Yes.
The
clock in St. Louis?
Yeah. The one I remember a lot is we used to have that Mayor's Cup game.
Yes.
And he hit one off Dave LaRoche, I think it was. And there's a little gap in Yankee Stadium. It looked like it hit the subway.
Really?
But it didn't. But yeah. I mean, yeah, that was a bomb. Yeah. I remember that one a lot.
Reflect back to, you know, the playoffs, to win 108 games and lose 54 games. That's a pretty good season, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a real good season. Everything clicked for us.
Do you remember the speech St. Petersburg? Maybe say is it St. Lucie when Davey said we're not going to only win, we're going to dominate the league, and we started off 2-3. And if you remember,
I remember we started off slow,
and then we lost 51 games the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think after that streak, we went to St. Louis and we swept the Cardinals.
Yeah,
and that's when it all started to line up for us.
Do you know what I remember about that? The last game, Wally Backman. Remember Eric Gregg, the umpire?
Yeah.
Little
heavy
set.
Yeah.
Wally, we had a long game. Wally left a cheeseburger at third base for Eric Gregg. But that was the series, right, that got the Cardinals, you know.
Yeah. You know.
Speaking of Hawaii, August of 23, the fires in Maui. Yeah. Now, thinking me for a stupid question, I'm logistics. You're on the main island, right?
Yeah, I'm in Honolulu. Yeah.
So how far are you from Maui? I mean,
15-minute plane ride.
Really?
Yeah.
Must have been billions of dollars of damage. Lives lost.
I mean, Lahaina, Front Street in Lahaina. If anyone's been there, it was just gone. I mean, within a day, the whole place burnt down. There's still devastation there. They haven't begun rebuilding yet. And it's sad. A lot of Maui people
Do you go to Maui much at all? Did you?
I haven't been to Maui in a long time, but I do know they're struggling over there. A lot of local people are struggling.
But people forget. They have the tragedy, and the tragedy, then boom, people got, you know, is it been rebuilt there or not really?
Well, not yet. They haven't started doing nothing yet. Yeah. So I feel sorry for the people who pretty much still have to pay their mortgages on that land.
Yeah.
And there's no home. They got to find a place to stay.
Right.
So, I mean, it's rough on local people.
Your first year in St. Lucie, when you got there, my first year there was a Gulf Station and a Wendy's, and that was
No, there was nothing there.
But I remember one time there was a hunting trail in the back. I think an alligator chased you out of it.
No, it was a wild boar.
Was it wild boar?
Yeah.
I remember you come running out of the things. Davey had you guys running on the thing and stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm used to seeing a wild boar because we have a lot of boars in Hawaii.
Right.
But this one just shocked me because I didn't expect to see it on the trail.
Not used to see it on the trail?
I never ran so fast in my life.
Yeah. So looking back, do you have in 88 we came close. That was a disappointing year for us. But was there a favorite game you remember back? Was a series thing, the game seven still
in 88?
Yeah.
All I really remember about that series was we were favored. I think we beat the Dodgers every game but one that year. And I just remember that Mike Socha home run.
It was awful. He walked, Doc had to walk in the ninth inning. I forget who we walked, and then we had the bases loaded in the 12th. I think Jesse Verasco, of all people, comes in and shuts the door on us. He's with the Dodgers then. You guys still keep in contact, the 86 team, right? You know, you come back for our car shows, and you just had a recent one with Bobby O and Ronnie. How is it back to check up on old times? And
yeah, we don't keep in touch much when we see each other. I used Bobby O mostly. I have his number. And I just don't want to bother him. You know, everyone's busy.
Right.
Everyone's got their own lives, you know. But I'm glad when we have all these appearances, we get to see Roger McDowell, and he comes over, and Wally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lenny.
Lenny. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Mitchell. We still see each other at least once a year.
Yeah. See, with all the different personalities on the team, why do you think we were able to win 108 games that year? I mean, it's different guys. There was, you know, Ronnie and Gary and Mookie, different things, different personalities.
Yeah. We just got on a roll, and we never stopped. You know, that's pretty much it. You know, after that, you said 2-3 start, then we went to Swept St. Louis, and that was it. We just took off from there.
But your level of consistency, you have double figures in wins for five straight years and be 25 games over 500 during that stretch. That stretch is probably the best stretch in Mets history. From 84 to 90, we won at least 90, averaged about 90 games a year that year. And then with the walk card, we would have been in the playoffs every year that year.
Yeah, yeah.
How was it playing for Davey, Sid?
Good. Davey was good. Davey was, like I said, another man's man manager. He didn't have no rules. He said, come on time and don't embarrass the team.
Right.
And that was Davey's rules.
I mean, Sid, when did he have that conversation? Right before the series? They weren't going to be in the starting rotation?
Oh, that was right. Yeah, no, it was actually in Boston when he told me.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, because I remember pitching at home the first game. Second game.
You pitched in relief. Yeah.
Well, he must have told me before. I remember in Boston, some reporters were asking me about that. So he must have told me before the series started. That was a long time ago. I can't remember.
Remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, Sid. But, I mean, you didn't sulk or anything, you know. Maybe in the beginning a little bit.
It was hurt. It was hurtful, but like I said, you just move on, you know. So.
What do you remember about the parade, Sid?
I remember you asking me to sit with Bobby O's wife because they couldn't find Bobby O. he didn't come home that night or whatever.
That's a shocker, isn't it?
And then... And I said, I'm not going to sit with her. I'm not married to her. Yeah, because Bobby, then he finally came with Keith and I forgot who else.
Yeah.
I remember Ed Koch. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the mayor. Everybody's a Mets fan when we win.
Yeah.
How big a help was Keith City on the field?
He was a big help.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would tell you, he would help you out, tell you cover first, come to the mound, cool you down if you need to be cooled down. And this is his experience. And I really can't believe all these guys in the Hall of Fame, he doesn't even get a vote.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's nuts.
And too, Davey didn't get a lot of support. He was up in the Veterans Committee. You know, he's won, you know, as a player, he had 43 home runs, been a lot of World Series. It's crazy how these things happen. I mean, Keith, no offense to Harold Baines, but, you know, Harold Baines or Keith is a better first baseman.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Than Harold. Looking back, I mean, you got to be proud to be associated with the 86 team.
Oh, of course. I'm proud to be associated with the New York Mets organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best trades we made, Ross Jones and Bob Baylor.
Was it Bob Baylor?
Yeah, Bob to the Dodgers, and you came up. Oh. And, but for you and then for your 4 or 5 year period, probably one of the best streaks of any Mets starter. You know,
it was good. Good time here.
So how was it, Sid, living in Hawaii? I mean, you liked it your whole life.
I miss New York a lot. You know, even though my home is Hawaii, I still think about New York a lot. I like this place. I love Long Island, where I used to live. Yeah.
Did you live on the beach in Hawaii?
No, I don't live on the beach. No.
Yeah. You know, but what did he say? Tell me about. Did anybody tell you how to throw? Getting back to your delivery for a second.
No.
You know, average really 9 strikeouts per 9, almost 9 strikeouts per 9 innings.
No one taught me. I was just self-taught. You know, back in the day, you got to remember, I was born in the 60s.
Right.
So we didn't have video.
I was born in the 40s.
Well, they didn't have video cameras like they do now, where you just have to figure it out yourself. You know, my father was working and my mother was working, and we lived right next to a park. And I used to take baseballs and just throw against the wall. Yeah, you figure it out.
And I remember your typical line was 6 innings, no runs, 3 hits. And a lot of no decisions sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You know, but.
Sometimes Doc would get like 8 runs a game and I get nothing.
Isn't that always happened? So it's one guy, you know, who on the staff gets nothing. But, listen, I mean, it's proud to be your friend all these years. You're a good guy. And I just wish, hopefully, Mets fans are really, you know, I was going to the stats and look at you, you know, with the hits per 9 innings, the batting average against, and pretty dominating stats. And you're going to be proud of you've accomplished in your career.
Yeah, I am.
You know, when hopefully we bring back, we'll have another celebration and we'll get it all the way back for another, you know, celebration.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
You know, thanks for doing this. Right, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sid.